Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in.
Come and hold my hand. Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? We sipping on Merlot. You ain't got to be my girl though. I drop you off at Willoughby and Myrtle. Smash with the Virgo. Ain't got to take your shirt off. You see me convince your homegirl though. She says her life is too hard. She says that she wanna come and deal with the guard. Promise me that she gon' play her part. Cause what I spit gets straight to her heart. And she damn fine. Feet hammer time. Damn if I mind. Long as the bubbling back of your waistline. I don't waste time. I gotta get on it. Just you and me, two glasses, civil patroning in the club scene where I met Miss Green Eyes. She walked by asking me, are you nice? Why? If you was, I'd be totally twice.
What's that?
Totally with a GWI. Well, here I am. Yep, I'm the man. Bartender, put a Cosmo in that girl hand. So here we standing before I begin. Homegirl made a knot out of the cherry stem. Tongue skills, yeah, I like that. Now we on the right track. Straight to my phantom called Africa Black. Ever since then, she been yapping a track. Told her friends, now they hollering behind her back. Sing.
Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? We sipping on Merlot. You ain't got to be my girl, though. I drop you off at Peachtree and Merlot. Smash with the Virgo. You ain't got to take your shirt off. You see me convince your homegirl, though. Now I was so fresh and so fly in diamonds. When I stepped up in the club, even my eyes was shining. Bling, a little cute thing said,
what's your name?
I put my necklace in her face and told her Reeves change. Ooh, ooh, so stuck up, told me shut the fuck up. Blah, Ludacris is in the hat, ooh, ah. The needle hit the record, they was playing this song. All the ladies hit the flow and it was on. Live forever like fame, let the Leroy dance. While I'm laid back chilling in my b-boy stance. Could be a little pop locking if your girl's top dropping. But watch for cock blocking on my coochie stock. But later for the ass jack, so I'm on the fast track. Make them swip, swap, nasty, N.A.S. Pass that honey in the black, cause I'm feeling a curve. He looked down at what I had and said, why only serve one when we could serve up two? Then at the bathroom pad, doing what the Virgos do. And these women so shy, they get loud undercover. So we could have sex, but I can't be your lover.
Sing!
Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? We're sipping on Merlot, you ain't gonna be my girl though. I drop you off at 2 for select, so smash with the Virgo. You ain't gotta take your shirt off, see you convince your
I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
And we are on live, my people. Guess what day it is? It's Tuesday, y'all. Oh, boy, we made it through another week. Oh, and on top of that, I'm celebrating a 34th birthday. Shout out to my Virgo. Shout out to my boy E for telling me about my Virgo song. You know, you ain't got to like my Virgo song. You just jealous because y'all don't have no song, man. But shout out to my boy, Edabella Fonte, man. He told me, you're playing my Virgo song. Oh, man. That's my guy. Oh, man. It's, 34 years. 34 years. It's different. And we're going to get into that. But shout out time. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to Anonymous. Great. Say that. Let me get it. Well, who else shout out? Shout out to Draven Pisces, 80. Draven Pisces, 80. Stroll on over there and get some bracelets, get some earrings, all kind of big jewelry, handcrafted, you know by now. Stroll on over to Draven Pisces, 80. Also, if you visit her on DreamyBeatsbySharonV.com. Okay, what else I got? Black Panther for Justice. Shout out to me. Shout out to me. Shout out to us, the Black Panther for Justice. And you already know that we go by the original 10-point platform. Same one as Bob Steele, Huey Newt. And you know what they are. I'm always reading to you. Number one, we want freedom. We want the power to determine the destiny for our black and oppressed community. Two, we want full employment for our people. Three, we want an end to the robbery by the capitalist society of black and oppressed communities. Four, we want decent houses, fit for living in. I don't know this garbage that they have for being overcharging us, like Robin's Landing. But terrible apartment, terrible apartment. But this is how we do it if we don't stand up as a people and speak out. But keeping it going, keeping it going. You know how I go. We want decent education for our people, not none of this crap that they put in the textbook. We got to really keep this stuff, y'all, but it's throwing me off. We want decent education for our people that exposes the true nature of this decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and roles in present day. Not all the black, not all the people in these African places are all white, like Ten Commandments, movie like, what's the one where they came out and had all white cast? If I can't remember. If anybody knows the name of that movie, it was a biblical movie, supposedly, and it came out a few years ago. Not really a TV hit. Okay, but keeping it rolling. We want completely free health care for black and oppressed people. We want immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people, other people of all color, oppressed people inside the United States. We want an end to the war, to all wars of aggression. We want freedom for our black and oppressed people held in U.S. federal, county, city, and military prisons and jails. We want trials by a jury of our peers, not one all these all white. You know, and not nothing wrong with that, but we know how it is. You know, clearly blatant racist jewelry. They got a black man on that, like a modern day lynching. And 10, because it's what, you know, what they do. So. But 10, we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace. We want people's community and control of modern technology. And one of the things I think people is, we don't really feel like we can attain that. Now, let me know if I'm wrong. You know how I do. We don't feel like we can attain anything as people. You know, because I hear a lot of more people say, you know, unite as a people. This is why I played that clip, unite as a people. You know, they always say we unite as people. You got movements like All Lives Matter. And I feel like movements like this, we have to understand that clip I played of unity. Unity means everybody together. Because that's really what it's going to have to take, y'all. We can't get hung up on colors, all these things. I've seen a lot at 34, which brings me into my topic. What am I I'm thankful for? What are you thankful for? What have you learned? However old you are, if you are 60 years old, what have you learned in those 60 years? If you are 17 years old and you call in, what have you learned? Because that's, like, one of the things I really, like, through this 34 years, oh, man, it has been, it's been trying, you know. But that's the thing called life. Like, we have to be so strong to no matter what hits us, we just keep going. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for a voice. I'm thankful for, you know, being a brother that started off with a 45-minute show, and it has belonged into something that pretty good, I might say. But I've seen a lot, and it wasn't until I think it was like my 28th year. And as we really understand life is like a spiritual journey, oh, man, it's beautiful. Which brings me also to a topic. Okay, for a lot of people that already did, just share this with me now. Listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, I was looking for a place to have my clothes donated. If there are any churches or anybody out there that would like to have a place where I could set up for clothing drive. And I stopped by a church over here in my neighborhood. It was like maybe like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the church was closed. That would bring me to a question. Tell me about this. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, they go to church. And I'm not knocking nobody's religion, but we have to really think about some stuff. And these 34 years have taught me a lot of stuff that church is a building. You know, we have reduced God to a building. We have reduced God to a book. We have reduced God to just small. And what I mean by that, what you mean by that, national spokes, what you mean we reduce God? I mean, like, we reduce God and feel like the only time we can really serve God is on Sunday. And y'all see the picture of Ed on. Y'all got to really, the man looked like Little Richard. I mean, I'm serious, y'all. We got to be serious. The man looked like Little Richard. I mean, y'all want me to leave him alone. But it's like we have reduced God to a salary. I'm not going to shout him out. We know something wrong. I mean, and obviously, and sometimes I wonder, because in my 28th year, I truly gave myself to the Creator's calling. And this is why I'm here. See, a lot of us, we think it's about cars, we think it's about clothes, we think it's about status, we think about, shout out to everybody that showed me love. I got a lot of love. Shout out to each and every person that wished me a happy birthday, by the way, before I forget anything. I found that funny that a church was closed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Whatever happened to, you know, if the church is, you know, the place where you worship and where you get your power, why isn't it open all the time? And see, on this spiritual journey, see, the thing is, spirituality allows you to, there's no room. The only limitation is yourself. There is no cap when you are a spiritual soul, but you still must be disciplined. This is what I learned in my 28 years because I gave them over. And it don't mean I'm perfect. It don't mean I don't mess up. But I have really found the key of spirituality, keeping a healthy prayer life. Because, see, we can talk all this Black Lives Matter. We can talk all of this stuff if we want. But if we are not spiritually covered, we are screwed. And the simple fact that, like, why I brought Ed Long up, because he's in it for the money. And if anybody go to his church and sends it, you know how you do, you hang up. It's like, I'm never reckless. And a lot of things, you know, when you truly give yourself away in that spiritual journey and you give your life to everything that the Creator tells you to do, you get purpose with this. And it's like, just think about it like on the flip side, as far as like with the enemy. When we have these artists that really sell their soul, they get in the purse. And we got to not be blinded by what we see these so-called celebrities doing. I mean, a lot of times, you know, really being an awakened person isn't fun because nobody really believes you. And that brings us to, like I'm really, this is what I've experienced just through. It isn't me just always talking reckless. It's me through fasting. I mean, stumbling. Whatever happened to fast? You know, how much do we give up for the Creator? How much do we really sacrifice for the good? And it's like we have to understand that this is a spiritual battle. And the reason I tackle these leaders is because God never told you to hoard massive amounts of money. So whether he, you know, and it's not your account in a person's pocket, but you have pastors that are making $5 million, $42 million, I think. You know, and it's not, but it's like, how can these people that are supposed to be men of God, this is why we are the people. We are. Y'all, I mean, behind these crooked devils, police officers, we call them devils, but behind each of all of these dirty devils that's killing a Sandra Bland, killing a Mike Brown, behind every crooked judge that's pardoning them, behind every crooked president that's turning his head, there's a spirit in that lies beneath that's controlling. Because we can't forget this is a spiritual world, y'all. We get so caught up in the flesh. And we have to really monitor what our children bring in. This is all what my 34 years have shown me just through following, being obedient. That don't mean being perfect, because I slip and fall. But that don't mean God know my heart. Not like that. We have to really, like, that's why I played that clip with Lauryn Hill. She says, the people just, you know, always want the glorious side of God, you know, put me on stage with a nice gown. She said it doesn't work like that, and this is so true. As when you're awakened, you know, you take more of a beating for just trying to tell the truth. So, you know, and you're thankful because, you know, also when you're fighting spiritually, God sends you every person. Just like the enemy sends you every person, all these little minion flunkies that hang around, Creator also gives you soldiers. And I'm going to open up in a minute, y'all. But I'm thankful for what my 34 years have shown me. I'm thankful that, you know, I will not feed the matrix, because a lot of that, you know, it takes a certain mind to really understand the matrix. And it's not shouting out, you know, doing anything. That's just real talk, because a lot of these things are. And one thing that I said was, we got to look at it like this. Before the agents capture you and kill you, they either kill you, or they do what? They turn you into one of them. And this is how it's kind of like, y'all. If you are, as far as like, you know, we have a lot of people that say, I don't trust love. I turn my heart to against love, all of this. Taking the God from you. Follow what I'm saying. That's taking the God from you. Now, this is from what I've interpreted. Let me know how you think. What have you... are you thankful for? But when we reject love, that makes us weak. Because we can talk war all we want, but it takes love. Love is the strongest element, which is why they make us hate it so. I'm thankful for never giving up on love, never giving up on my people, you know, no matter what happens. You have to stick in it like thick and thin, because you are going to get beat when you really turn. But in essence, when you allow the enemy to use you, yeah, you got some temporary shine. Like that's like that Kanye skit when he says he sold his soul to the devil for a crappy deal. At least it came with a few toys and Happy Meal. And these artists really tell you that they sell their soul. So do we not see how the enemy works? These are all questions that I want to know, because, you know, God has allowed me to do wonderful things in these 34 years. And we have to wait to get to the riches. You know, a lot of us, we chase the dollar. You chase your calling, that is your riches, which is why I like, shout out to the great Bob Marley when he says in a video, and these are a lot of things that, you know, it's about humanity. It's about the character of a person. It's about not being sucked into that matrix. So, I mean, what you feel? I'm going to go to the line and let me know what you feel. Carla, you online.
Positive people.
All power to the people.
How you doing? Happy birthday, National Spokesman.
Hey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, glad, man, that you're still with us, brother. I love you, man. I hope you enjoy your day. You know, just take it easy, bro. 34 is kind of young, but, you know, some of us don't make it that long. But just,
okay.
You know, just stay strong, brother. And I love you, man.
Okay, much love, back.
All right, brother.
Shout out to the chair for meeting the chairman. Because, it's, you know, as I continue to say, through this journey, God has shown me every true person against everything. And we have to use our spiritual mind. We have to tap into something different. The reason you may see me talk about religion, because to me, this is all for my 34 years. It puts a cap on you, which means there is no limit to the Creator. I'm thankful for meeting the Panthers with Jeff, because that showed me a sense of pride, a sense of, like, another thing, as far as, like, that's something I had a great, interesting conversation in class today, and I like to give real life experiences. And we were debating some things, and the teacher says, "Oh, well, we were debating the word radical." And it was more so like, why is everything that, it's not about color, but there are certain things, and it's like, why is everything considered black and strong, considered radical, considered rebellious? I mean, we have to really understand what these rules and what this stuff tell us. Like, and it's like we have to open our minds and really fill it with books. Behold, they pale horse. That is a great read that you might want to get. I mean, life is beautiful. Life is beautiful. Okay, oh well, can I go? Carla, you are on the line.
Happy birthday, boy.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Oh, man, Coney, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. You sound good, man. You enjoying your day?
Yeah, man. It's pretty. It was dope, man. You know, sometimes people are lucky to get one gift, you know, just to be thought of. That's a gift. So, just to be shown love, you know, that's a gift. So.
Right.
It's pretty good. You know, really the same thing. It's Detroit. All right.
That's good to hear. Well, you
know, what about
you,
man? Talk to me, man. What you thankful for, man? You know, what you feel like with a lot of things I said?
I mean, what you were saying, you know, it was 100, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, what I'm thankful for, you know, first, you know, another day of life, you know what I'm saying, that I am in my right mind and
right.
Being thankful for looking up the different type of information, you know what I'm saying, that I've been interested in. And, yeah, I checked out the book, Behold a Pale Horse. It's pretty deep, you know what I'm saying. Then I also went a little further, looked up the Brotherhood of Snakes or the Brotherhood of Dragons or whatnot. I don't know if you checked that out yet. You know what I'm saying, then being on the spiritual path and learning about the Bible and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, open your eyes up to a lot of things. And, you know, the first commandment Jesus had, it was a few commandments that he said, but one actually really stands out for everyone need to know is, you know, love is one of the strongest powerful things that was created, you know what I'm saying, everything that you can see, feel or smell or taste or whatever like that is out of love, because God did create, you know, everything he created out of love, you know what I'm saying? One day he just threw some things together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but just actually being thankful for life, you know what I'm saying? Even being thankful for the bad thing, you know what I'm saying? Because the bad thing, you don't experience that, you know. You don't really grow, you know what I'm saying? You got to go through hardship to be able to determine what type of person you are, how you're going to handle the situation. You know what I'm saying? So it builds character, it builds wisdom, it builds understanding and strength and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just period, man. You know, life has its ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it has its advantages, but you got to keep on pushing on, though.
Well, let me ask you something, man, because, you know, we talk all the time. Like, do you think that people see, like, the good versus the evil? Or has the system shaken it up so much that people can't distinguish, you know, kind of like good from evil? Because, like you know, the difference between religion and the difference between spirituality is, let's say, like, religion, like I said, it puts a cap on you, and it restricts you as far as, like, it reduces you to a man giving you a message, when if we learn to open ourselves, God would give you that message. But there's a lot of things that you have to give up, and a lot of these things with good versus evil, the enemy disguises it as fun, it's like harmless. So, like, do you really think, like, people are aware that of the good versus evil that's out there? And we're talking, like, spiritually.
I mean, people like to justify, you know what I'm saying, like, okay, whatever it is they got going on within they self, you know, they'll do a little bit good, they do a whole lot of evil, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like you playing a game of tennis. You on both sides of the field where you had to choose what side you really want to serve, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we all imperfect, period, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's different when you know what you're doing versus that, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what you're doing, you just ignorant to certain things. But I was told, like, you know, Satan, he had his thing is like an open highway. Anything goes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you try to do straight. When you try to do right, God's way or whatever, it's like a narrow path, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get through. Meaning, to do right in time, it's a struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you live in the world, like, you get on that highway, everything goes, everything moves fast, everybody trying to get somewhere, everybody want to do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? But when you talk about spirituality, you know, it's going to be a struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was telling my niece, I said that, you know what I'm saying, doing the right thing takes work. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do the right thing, you got to put your heels in and do the work. You know what I'm saying? And nobody tell her that life was going to be easy. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody tell her that spirituality is going to be easy. It's work applied to it. So, you know, but to answer your question, you know what I'm saying, like, people who, you know, this good versus evil thing, man, I think people just trying to live, but they want to do their own thing, but then they want to do a little bit spiritual thing. Yeah, spiritual things, because you got to be doing this every day. This ain't no Sunday thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to be prayed up every day. And I ain't talking about you get up in the morning talking about thank God for another day. You have to talk to God just like we talking to you on this phone, you know what I'm saying? And then it's an everyday thing. Like, you can pick up your phone and call your partners or call one of your family members and say, hey, man, how you doing? Like, if you wake up in the morning, say, hey, good morning, God. How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Or I pray that your day goes as well as mine. You know what I'm saying? I pray that you go before me in this day, because I know this day going to be, you know, have its own anxieties. You know what I'm saying? When you lay down at night, you know what I'm saying? I say, God, good night. You know what I'm saying? First, I air out my concerns and, you know, I pray or whatever like that. And I don't just do no regular prayer. I actually talk to God as I'm talking to an actual person, which he is an actual person. So I don't go through all these, you know, different type of prayer that was, you know what I'm saying, taught or whatever like that. I talk to him as an actual person. And so I ended with all, I get ready to lay down and go to sleep. Good night. You know what I'm saying? So I also ask God how is his day? You know what I'm saying? How many people do you know want to know how God's day going? And this man always at work. You know what I'm saying? So it goes beyond reading the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Bible reading is good. Prayer is good. You know what I'm saying? But actually get to talk to the Creator. That's your privilege to be able to talk to him. You can't talk to the president. You can't talk to the congressman. You can't talk to the entertainers. You know what I'm saying? The biggest blessing is to be able to talk to him. So, but I'm thankful for being able to have an open conversation with him and, you know, just having a, just being thankful, even being on your show, that you give me a platform to be able to speak, bro. So I appreciate that.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Already.
Much love to my boy, Annabelle. I mean, he says, shout out to my dog, man. That's my guy. You know, he says, and that's true, you know, and that's a lot of things you try to get across. It's like, you're not beating the Bible, but that's just a portion. No, there are so many things we have to do to really just make it. But shout out to my boy. Keep it going. Carlos, you are on the line.
What's going on, birthday boy?
Hey.
Or birthday, I'm good, man. Sitting up here cleaning the bathroom right now. But what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for life itself, you know, for having a second chance every day or having another chance every day because it's not granted, you know. It's not guaranteed at all. I'm thankful for the people that God has placed in my life on this journey. I'm thankful for being awakened when I was, you know, before it was too late. I'm thankful for my family, for my friends, for my loved ones, for the Most High, you know, for wisdom, for guidance. I'm thankful for the tribulations and the trials. I'm thankful for the struggles and the obstacles. I'm thankful for everything that's, you know, but just life itself, honestly. Because you look around and you see so many people depressed, you know, so many people down and out. And you just wonder what's really going on. You know, you just want to peel back the layers of that person to find out what's the meat of them. You know, just to find out how they're doing. Because you never know how a person is doing, even though they're smiling. You know, you never know what's going on the inside of them. And just being the spiritual people that we are, you know, it's our job to spread that love to people. It's our job. You know, we're held accountable for our actions. We're held accountable for this knowledge that we're given. And it's our job, you know, to make sure that we're doing what we're doing to spread the truth to people. So I'm just thankful for, you know, the Most High.
And it's like, and I'm glad you kind of like mentioned awakening. Because a lot of, you know, the average everyday person doesn't really understand, you know, the awakening stage. Like, what are some of the obstacles you faced, like, since you woke up?
Oh, man.
As far as, like, trying to get the message across, like, how you perceive, because a lot of times we looked at, like, weirdos, we looked at, like, you know, people avoid it, like, oh, Lord, because they are afraid of knowledge. And it's like, a lot of times we talk about, you know, freeing ourselves, but if we don't have knowledge, we can't free ourselves. I mean, and it's tough, like, just trying to get the message across to the people of history.
You're right, and one thing that I've noticed about how God operates is that, you know, at the right time, he'll give you the words to say to someone. You know, it can be the most random person in the world, you know, somebody that you've never met, but you have a message for this person. It can be, you know, something as simple as, you know, guiding them on the right path, you know, showing them, hey, it's something more to life than what you're seeing every day. I mean, simple things, just the little minute things that, you know, make God so precious. People feel like, you know, once you have, like you have to have this big marquee lit up sign, you know, giving a message to somebody. But just a simple hello can be a message, honestly. I mean, because you don't know, like I said, you don't know what's going on in the minds of people. You can't read people's minds. You can feel people's vibes. And that's also, you know, a gift, able to feel people's vibes. That way you're able to be like, you know, something isn't right about this person. And then, boom, God is sending you something to say to him. You can just strike up a conversation from there. I mean, and that's some of the things that I faced in my journey, you know, just for me opening up to people, being able to speak to random strangers, because that's something that I used to have a problem with, not because I was a mean person, but because I didn't see the point of speaking to strangers. I was like, you know, how can they benefit? How can they benefit me? You know, it's, I don't know you. I'm not trying to know you. I placed myself inside a box. And it's like, once you take yourself out of the box, once you first strip yourself of all the labels, you know, of all the titles that you've been given, all the titles that you've given yourself, and just go before the Most High and be like, you know, Father, this is me. This is who I am. Who do you, what path do you want me on? You know, I try to walk my life. I try to lead my life. And every time I did, I messed up. What is your will and what is your purpose for my life? And once, you know, once you begin to actually discipline yourself, because it takes a lot of discipline to walk on this journey. It takes a lot of discipline because it's a lot of things that you have to strip yourself of, you know, not only mentally, but also, you know, in the physical sense. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice love. You have to sacrifice relationships. You have to sacrifice time. You have to sacrifice, you know, financially. And that's what it takes, you know, if you really want to live the godly life and understand, you know, what you're up against, understand the spiritual battle, is a lot that you have to sacrifice, but you have to also understand that the reason why you're doing it. I mean, sometimes the people around you don't understand, and that's the worst part, is trying to get the people around you to understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
like, you know, I always say, it's a method to the madness. I mean, even though, you know, God works in mysterious ways, but it's walking by, you know, faith and not by sight. And it's also understanding, like, look, the job has to be done regardless. Like they say, vote or die is, you know, purpose or die. Which one?
Appreciate it, my guy.
And I appreciate you, my brother. Much love to you on your birthday. Many more blessings.
Amazing. Shout out to my guy. Strong opinion on that one. And that's absolutely true. You know, you have to really sacrifice. Because if we look at some of the ways they play in the industry, and it's like, do we really understand the type of stuff that goes on in the industry? And all of these things, we see that these rappers uplift really signifies creator. You know, when you look at a lot of these rap videos and you see women, I mean, I see my black women have lost the way of themselves. They've been reduced just to shaking their behind. And it's like the fellas have lost their way. And until, sorry about Thursday show, how did I miss that? Either Blog Talk Radio, you suck. Yeah, I'm crazy enough to talk about them on their air. But either they suck or I'm doing an incredible job with my message out. So we don't know which one it was, but that was a great show. You know, to really understand, you know, what we are doing to each other as a people, as a whole, what we are doing to each other. You know, we always talk about, they show us these racial images and get us really charged up. But then don't really teach us how to really fight against it. So that's the thing of the spirituality. And he's absolutely right. Like, this is a tough job because everything the enemy shows make it look so much more fun than what you're talking about when you begin to wake up. Like, we have became allergic to knowledge, and these are the things that we got to come together, y'all. And I was amazed by the love I was showing on my page. I saw, you know, black people. I saw white people. I saw all kinds of people. The Creator never gave us a color. He never gave us, you know, a religion. He gave us the free will. He gave us, you know, but we have to tighten up. So I'm thankful. You know, these are a lot of things I saw throughout my journey, because we have to really look at life as like purpose and not just we are here. And this is why I felt like I had to have this type of show, just to really say what I'm thankful for, just to say what I have observed. As a, you know, because if we look at a lot of our peers, you know, how many people are really, it takes turning away a lot of things. This is how the enemy traps us. We must first break the cycle of what the enemy is doing to us. We must unite as a family. We must unite as a people. And then we can begin to take on the quote-unquote white man enemy. But we know who behind the strings are. Memoirs of a Rockefeller, that's also a good book to read. You know, we have to understand their playbook. It's a lot of things that the Creator arms us with if we pay attention to the signs. And I'm just extremely, like, thankful. And I felt like it was only right to do this on my birthday to have made it. But, Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, good evening.
Yo.
Happy birthday. I hope you had a great birthday. So far, it's not over yet. Wow. It's a lot. It's many different ways that I could go with, because you talked about a lot. First, I'll say what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for many different things, but mostly I'm thankful for love, and I'm thankful for unconditional love, because a lot of us, we don't, you know, receive unconditional love. I mean, everything, like when we wake up and we leave our house, we turn on the radio, everything is anti-love. So to have the opportunity to be loved, and thus be in love with all of your flaws, you know, all the bad stuff about you, all the good stuff about you, laughter, tears, and for someone to continually love you like that, I'm very thankful for that, because it's rare out here nowadays, because people don't know how to love because they've been hurt. People don't know how to love because they're not taught how to love. So that's a blessing. As far as like the awakening journey, it's the most exciting, scary, you know, wonderful experience. It's like this rich experience, because you have the opportunity to see the physical, everything in the physical and the spiritual too. It's like you have like two worlds, you know, that you're able to witness. And unfortunately, when you become awakened, you, as metaphorically, like the Matrix, you look up underneath the veil and you get to see, you know, what once was innocent smiles that was innocent. Now you can see that it's nothing but a skull head, you know. Just, you can see that. You can see what's really underneath, and you're able to see the trickery. And, you know, when you try to talk to people about this type of stuff, it's almost like you're speaking a foreign language, and, you know, people get angry. They get angry with you when you start to tell them things, and they, you know, push you away. And then, you know, all of this, and really you're just trying to warn them, you know, to open up their eyes. And people reject it, and it's hard. But no matter how hard it is, even though we might say, you know what, this really, I didn't sign up for all of this. We want to be awake, and we want to be free in our spirit. But that backlash that comes from it, a lot of people don't want that. However, when you become awakened, you can't run away from it. So no matter how much you don't want to deal with it, no matter you're like, you're seeing these things going on in the world, you're seeing how people are slaves and all of these things, and even you can succumb to being sucked into it if you're not careful. But you have to continue to push the message, you know. And I know for you, I know it gets frustrating, because you love people, and all you want to do is to help people. And it's hard to get that message, but we can't stop giving the message, because even you can't, once you are awake, you cannot go back to sleep. You can't. And I think it's been a couple times on my journey where I'd be like, man, I don't want this no more. I don't want to do this. You know, this is hard. This is painful. But no matter what, you cannot go back to sleep. Even if you try, you can't. So we have to pray, and continually pray Because if we even, if we slow up on our prayer life, we have to be connected to our Creator and the source of all things. That's our protection. And if we pull away for whatever reason, that's when the enemy swoops in. And even the most awakened person, so-called awakened person, conscious person, can succumb to the things of this world. So we always have to have our armor on all the time. All the time. So for you, I say keep pushing the message, because you have to, you know, and you're brave and you're courageous, and you just have to keep doing it. And we all have to keep doing it. We all have a responsibility to do it even when it's hard, because otherwise I think that if we didn't have personal responsibility, we would have never been awakened to this knowing. So that's it. I feel good tonight, you know. I prayed this evening. And, you know, when we have stuff on our back and when we're heavy and we have our mind full of different things, you know, we really have to pray that stuff up off of us and get it out of us, because that means something has infiltrated our mind and our spirit, and we got to get it up out of our temple, because we are the true temple of the Creator. And that's it, but happy birthday. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing, and everybody have a blessed night.
Okay. Strong. And I mean, that's the thing, like, we have to really keep the word going every day, you know, because we can't get so caught up in, I mean, and a lot of people think, you know, that the things for birthday means turning up, get drunk. Oh, we even have to be careful with that. We have to understand how our souls are opened up and exposed to things. And this always isn't tough, because I don't get probably a lot of, you know, ears when I talk like this. But we have to really understand the things of the enemy within. I mean, we have to really learn to love ourselves unconditionally, no matter how we look. That's why I like that song. I like, you know, good rap, even though we know these artists are into, you know, ungodly things. And this is why we have to be careful what we subject our kids to. Subliminal messages, y'all. And it's not no conspiracy theorist type stuff. We have to understand that. You ever find yourself singing a song or a commercial or a jingle and you can't get it out of your head? That's because they put these things in us through repetition. I mean, and it's insane to the fact that you almost have to barricade yourself off from this stuff, because it's just that important of what's coming through speakers into you. Why they dump all this drugs into the black neighborhood? It's exposed to the white, because they want you to get high. They want you to succumb to everything, all the pressures of the world. That's a lot of people that really can't take pressures of life. And that's one thing. It's no secret. You know, I used to be so ashamed of having a disability. I used to be so ashamed of having cerebral palsy. But the type of person I have become, you know, what is a disability? You know, and that's another thing me and my boy, you know, we discussed. Because the system makes you kind of like not like yourself, because we're comparing ourselves to plastic images. You know, look at all these Tyler Perry movies. We got to learn to love ourselves. Look at all these people that Tyler Perry cast as good-looking people. There are never no strong love interests that are under 5 feet, because we have reduced love to a height. You know, we have reduced love to a weight. And first thing we have to do is remove the blinders from our eyes to really truly see the beauties of life that God gives us. I've learned how to take, you know, ridicule. It's a lot of things, so that's why there's so much admiration for, you know, I always keep these names alive, because we lose the way of Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Steve Biko, Steve Coakley. Check out Steve Coakley. We have to wake up and feed our minds different stuff. This is the way the system stops us from thinking, from reading. We got to wake up and become thinkers, y'all. I mean, and this is coming from a person that really has given up a lot. You know, going through spiritual fast, denying yourself food. We got to learn to get some stuff up, y'all, because these folks got a plan. You know, and it takes guts to get on here and speak this stuff because people don't really understand the severity of chemtrails in the sky. Check out chemtrails. We don't understand the severity of what these people are putting in our foods. Think about seedless grapes. Think about that, what they're telling us. I mean, so we have to really understand the true mind, body, and soul is try to eat better. And it has just been an amazing, and I'm thankful. One thing I am is thankful in this 34 years because God has truly shown me the right way. Love shouldn't be reduced to one thing. Love shouldn't be reduced. Love is beautiful. Love is beautiful. You know, the love for your people, the love that you do try to speak something different. Think about these rappers, and I don't always go against them like I'm hating, but they tell us to put dope in our body. They tell you to feed that spiritual demon. They give you a woman that ain't beautiful unless you're 5'0" to 2". So we look at sisters like the girl played Precious, Gabrielle Sidibe, is undesirable. But we really have to learn to love ourselves. To really, the revolution is something that's in you. And we've been reduced as like radicals. And a lot of times people really don't understand the things that come with life. And this is why this is such an important show. And I'm going to get back to lines, but we have to have a prayer life. How much do we pray? Not when things are going good, but just all the time. You never can stop, people, because that's like our lifeline. We have to get rid of self, you know, different mentality for the loss of my brother. You know, because that, in essence, showed me the true way to all of it. Sometimes God removes people, you know, our people, and that's not good. You know, a lot of people, life wipes them out. And I'm just fooled with this show. I mean, it's, life wipes them out. And to always have courage, we got to always be strong no matter what. Love. Like I said, I got black and white love. I got all type of love. Start with the all black, all white. We got to come together as one. And I'm going to open up. These are things I just must get together. We must talk with our family. We must teach our kids better things. Stop allowing them to listen to these type of phones. You got people that have sold their souls. They are demons. And this isn't easy to say. But through my 34 years, I've learned to discern my true gift, and I'm thankful. What are our gifts? This is why I had shows like, what are your gifts? What are your gifts? What are your purposes? And anybody that used to listen to me know that sometimes I would just do shows where the people listen to me because it's important that I listen, but it's important that I also give a message. Hug your kids. Teach our kids better. Teach our kids the true history. You know, if we look at these artists, they are in torment. If we check out Chris Brown's tweets, he says he's tired of the devil using him. See, that's when you use your gift for the wrong way, because the enemy also wants your gift. The enemy also wants you to do music with him. It's like artists like Lecrae. We have to understand these people are fence straddling. You can't straddle this fence. You know, religion takes that away, and they say, you know, you have loopholes. There are none. We must be strong, people. Listen to the word. Pray. Love. You know, there are so many things. We have war. We have people that think taking lives equals justice. We're talking about the United States. Behind every cop, like I said earlier, there's a demon. We have to learn to really find our spiritual eyes, y'all. If we're not on this, that means put down drink. What makes us think we can drink and be total alcoholics and still do that? We have to clean ourselves up before we can even hear God. It don't mean we're perfect. But 34 has shown me a lot of things. For the people that you have with them, be kind, I'm going to go to some more. Caller, you are on the line. Okay, we got them out. Which means give me more time to talk, but there's this, you know, it's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. Caller, you are on the line. Caller, you are on the line. Okay, where are we at? We don't want to talk about people. Caller, you are on the line.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey. Good evening, national spokesman. Hey, I'm doing well. Yeah, and happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday, and not just, you know, celebrate today, tonight, but every day of your life is your birthday. So just continue celebrating every day, 24/7. Shout out to Anonymous. Shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice. The sister that does the jewelry. Keep doing what you're doing. And to all the listeners and the new listeners that are on right now, what I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for life, living and breathing life, and also being awakened. Truth, I mean the type of truth that a lot of people are afraid to tell me. And they know about it, but they don't want to tell me. So I'm thankful for being introduced to this show, because when I look around, whether on TV, radio, or even outside, I don't hear too many people having these type of discussions or these type of topics on their platform than this platform. So that's why I'm thankful to being introduced to the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm glad, you know, you guys are not sugarcoating. You guys are not, like, you know, being around the bush or being yes people. You're not yes people. You are, like, you know, transparent. And this type of show is full of transparency. And that's what I like. And that's what, you know, a lot of people should be doing anyway, is being transparent. You know, stop being cautious. Stop being scared. Because, I mean, I'm talking to grown people. I ain't talking about, like, you know, like kids or teenagers. The teenagers are one thing, but when it comes to grown people and how I see so many grown people being so scared of the truth and exposing the truth and exposing the devil, for that matter, I'm like, what is going on? I mean, to me, it's like the enemy has had such a grip, a tight grip, and a tight chokehold on people's necks that they can't fight. They can't escape. I mean, y'all need to have a backbone. And I had this conversation just today at school and yesterday, even last week and a couple of weeks back. Like, you know, you got to stop being scared, because the more you fear, the devil gets stronger. The enemy gets stronger, because they know that you're not going to fight back. You're not going to be outspoken. You're not going to go against the grain. They love that they hear that, you know, people are not going to go against them because they're scared. and they keep having that energy. They keep getting bigger and stronger because of that fear, that doubt, that, you know, self-hatred of yourself. And so I'm thankful for being awakened by, you know, by you guys, because I'm gonna be honest with you. A few years ago, I was in the matrix. I was, you know, I was content in my thinking. You know, I didn't want to think outside the box really like that, like I am right now. So I was calling the matrix. You know, I was looking at these rappers, some of the ones that we're talking about right now. I was. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm here. Oh, boy, yeah. I thought I was gone. But, yeah, I was like, you know, yeah, like, you know, I was, you know, hearing these rappers, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, they cool, they real, you know. And even when I mentioned Jesus, you know, I thought, okay, they're definitely genuine. I mean, okay, you're talking about Jesus, you know, how you're thankful. But then again, fast forward. And knowing what these rappers are, even people in Hollywood, what they're really doing to themselves, and how you're sacrificing your own people, and you're in the Illuminati, and all types of evil. I mean, basically, this whole Illuminati is a voodoo. I mean, it's all voodoo. I mean, it's 2-in-1. See, the thing is, these celebrities, they're on the TV. They're on the spotlight. So it's, like, really out there. All the signs, all the things they've been mentioning. Like you mentioned Chris Brown. Chris Brown has said he's tired of the devil using him. What does that tell you? That's a sign that he is in the Illuminati. You know, he had to do things in order for him to be this famous. Now it's like, you know, catching up to him. The demons are now, you know, coming after him, because now that he's openly confessed on Twitter, on social media now it's like, okay, you're tired now. You're tired. Now we're going to have to take you out. See, that's the whole game. That's the whole process of, you know, the Illuminati / voodoo. Now.
Hello. Come on. Shout out to my boy. I mean, he brought up that. I mean, even with that, like, that's the reason I get on the artists, though. Because we have to really realize what's coming through your TV screen. How many of us truly know our purpose? How many of us truly know? Thankful for the love book. No, because there's so much power in them. That's why I said read books like Behold the Pale Horse. We have to really feed our mind. I know it seems like I'm circling around, but we have to really, we have to do repetitiveness of good messages. So think how many times they pump the same song. These artists are successful, but they are successful because they're pushing the wrong message. So it's like, you know, the true transformation. And I kind of like shows like this, that when I'm able to give my true messages, turn away from sex with any and everybody. We understand spirits like Jezebel, Ahab. You know, if we understand sexual spirits, incubus, succubus. You know, if we understand the type of things that connect to us just by touching people. I'm thankful for the discernment to know the difference between that. You know, and that's why they overly, everything we see is sex. Everything we see is sex. But at the end of the day, they still want us to depopulate. And I really want to hear people as we talk about the great culling. As we go back, and I'm going to have to redo some of my old shows. As far as, like, the Georgia Guidestones, these are things we have to really know about. See, the shows ain't always fun. We have to really read and understand the plan for our life on a bigger screen. So that's the sense of urgency of telling people, it's not to scare people away, but to tell us we don't have all day, y'all. We don't have all day. You know, sometimes we think we're young and we got all day. You know, tell you, you know, your children. And I saw something stupid. I saw on my Facebook, there was, I don't know what's going on with Young Thug and Flies. Look at the message that they, look at what the Black Brother always have going on. They beefing over a little child that's on social media, just cussing. Where's the respect for the children? If the children are the future, we're destroying the little babies. These people are making it till your children won't even understand their identities. A lot of these souls I'm covering, it comes back to me. They are twisting us up. How many brothers are walking with a twist? How many sisters are very manly? With the great culling, the whole thing is to get us not to produce. Research this stuff, y'all. I mean, it's tough to even have shows like this, and it's always good to keep it lighthearted and, you know, talk about things, but this is why we always circle around and talk about spirituality. We talk about these things because we have to keep that same message and recycle, but just continue to feed our mind. The mind is the strongest key. The mind is the strongest key. The enemy tells us a lot of stuff. But we can't be discouraged. That is always my message. We can't be discouraged. I mean, just to make it to 34. We look at a lot of our brothers and sisters, they didn't make it. You know, so life, I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for my family. I'm thankful for meeting people like Eddie Belafonte. God gives you great people. I'm thankful so many times y'all showed me support, my time to talk to y'all and show support. You know, I'm thankful on my day, he's always a good friend. You know, one of the first people to call in consistently. You know, I'm thankful for meeting my brother Julian. I'm thankful for meeting my brother because he helps me with bringing the spiritual side. And that's not a lot of fun, always being a spiritual brother, always talking about, you know, the right thing. Because our minds have been twisted not to even know the right thing, y'all. They really did a number. If we understood the way they took hip-hop, look at the female MC now, and look at back when. You know, we always knew MC Light had kind of heavy voice, but, you know, things like that. Look at how the sisters were when they had us as Black people strong in the original Black Panther Party. 34 years led me to a prestigious name, even though the new Black Panther screwed up. You know, I can't help but to tell the truth, y'all. But I'm happy to have such a prestigious name. God has been, you know, good. I'm thankful for meeting my dream of Pisces. I'm thankful for, you know, knowing a great woman, a smart woman. You know, being introduced to love, being introduced to, you know, something different. I'm thankful for, as I said, Brother Ishmael. Who, no matter what, always have time to talk, and really, we have to tell our people that we're thankful for them. Tell your brother, that's why we always say love you on this show, because you ain't gonna catch young Jesus sitting in my chair, you know, talking about the things at his grandma's house, you know. There are things we gotta turn away from. You know, and their message is, what is their message? What is everything that they put on the TV screen for us to live up to? What is every educational system that defines your kids by grade? Instead of teaching them how to use their mind, as they train you for workers. We have to open our mind to what's really going on in this matrix, y'all. You know, war is on the way, and we're living for a TV show. they distract us, and we allow them. But then because we go to church, we okay. It takes more than church. You're not going to be able to make it to your church. If something happens, would the first thing be, oh, I hope my church don't get hurt. Don't reduce yourself to a building. Don't reduce yourself to a label. We all see what Michael Jordan, all these stories that I've done, all these shows, we see how he feels. We see how Floyd Mayweather feel about the people. We still support them. It's up to us to help with our community. It's up to us just to stop a stranger and like my brother said, give them a kind word. Things we must never forget to do in life. You know, we get so caught up in the and the rat race is tough. You know, but we have to, like my boy also said, every day is a birthday. Every day. You know, every day we got a chance to wake up and do it again. That's time to get it right. It's time to get it right. And, you know, the fact that I brought that up earlier in the show, that why aren't the churches open? We got to really begin to talk to people. There should be places where you can open up. It is God's house, isn't it? Don't define ourselves to a job. You know, push God's word as a job. You know, hold your flesh down. You know, we're so over-sexed as a people. But we have to really understand what's on the other side of flesh. We have to really understand life. Hit me up on my page. Let me know what you think. I know this was like a random show. This is not what we usually do, but what you think? Life. And I'm so thankful just not to make it in the Hollywood aspect, what I mean by that. What I mean by making it in the Hollywood aspect, being on a nationally syndicated radio show, sometimes you have to be okay with, you know, doing that, even though you have aspects to grow. But as you take, even try to take this truth to radio stations, a lot of them don't want it because they don't want us to think about life, y'all. They don't want us to think about a purpose. They don't, because if you think about your purpose, you can't feed their pockets. This is the reason to try to boycott Walmart. We busy talk about we hate the man, but busy feeding. Unity. How can we unite as people? First thing we do, learn is to love and respect one another. You know, and that's just in the black community. We got to learn how to take care of our community. We trash our neighborhood and don't think nothing about it. Then we ride to wherever state you live in. There's always a rich part. How does that rich part look versus your part? Because we don't care. For as long, they was always giving us the gut. And that's all it is the gut. And we trash it. We got to learn to care about animals. We have to learn to care about every living thing. The true spiritual way teaches you love, but you must, you know, defend yourself. But the ultimate thing is love. Never let them take love from you. Never let them take love from you. This system has a way of taking love. That's the thing they can't beat us with. That's the thing a lot of people understood. Unity. Love. These are the things they fear. They fear you having courage to stand up on your own. They fear people like me and Eddie De La Fuente who have disabilities and the world shines, but they still just continue to love. We must always continue to, you don't want to be so cliche and say the right thing, but just truthful thing. A lot of times this system, you know, makes lying look good. A lot of times this system to really wake up and understand that we are innocent. Read everything we can, people. Truth is in the book. Read everything we can. I want to have conversations about books. We must read other people. We talk about the art of war, but do we really know it? Turn off the garbage. It was a great show. I mean, this for me, just because sometimes ever you get full and you begin to get messages of people, you know, because a lot of times, why I do things like with Lauryn Hill, because society told us she was crazy. Society told us Dave Chappelle was crazy when he turned away money. But they learned not to sell out. They learned their self-worth. And Dave Chappelle, as you said, I mean, and we really look at what they're doing to our brothers. And, you know, another show that I did, it's kind of like a recap, a flashback. When I talked about Taye Diggs and he was doing this Hedwig play, look at how our brothers are putting on dresses for a dollar. Where are our strong men at? Where's the respect for the woman? Where's the learning how to talk to a woman? We've reduced the black woman to a bitch. And they proudly upheld. There's a lot of things 34 have told me. We've been reduced to being niggas. Where the kings at? Where my queens at? We must retrain our mind, y'all, with this garbage. My niggas. These so-called torches. You now think about it. If we hear a white man say nigger, we go crazy. But then again, we uphold the word. Even though we say nigger, my N-I-G-G-A. Where's our sense of pride? Where are we from as a people? It's hard to push the RVG. Oh, here you come with that Africa stuff. That's why I always say we don't have a sense of pride, you know, history. We've learned everything from the system. You know, so that's why you take shows like this and you alert the people how the system works. Because these are things, oh, you can't speak on them, but if you get them, you must tell the people. In the book. So, I'm thankful for another show. I'm thankful I'll be back Thursday with all new stuff. I really have enjoyed this day. I really have enjoyed my life. I really have enjoyed, you know, the adversity because they have made me stronger. And they, you know, they make us think a hero is basketball player. You know, we train our people to be basketball players. Make them be thinkers. Thinkers. Teach your kids the truth at a young age. I'm talking about the truth for my awakened people. For my awakened people, teach your kids the truth at a young age. The because they can carry the message. We have our little kids. This Nene have swept the nation. While the enemy's kids, you know, the five rifles, they know the truth. If we got anybody listening, still listening, because I may have lost some people because this is a show not a lot of people understand. Turn away. Turn away. We know they have concentration camps. We know they have. Think about some of the shows I've had. Concentration camps in Walmart. Who they concentrating on? Think, people. Think. Stand up. Unite. Love your neighbor if your neighbor white. Because a helping hand is a helping hand. Unite. Love. Shout out to Anonymous. I'm just thankful to be able to do a show like this. We'll be back with some great, fun topics. But I just had to give a recap of my life. The word peace. Truth. Yeah. We have to be dedicated to truth. First thing these people do, get the roles. A lot of these people play because this is what we spend most of our time. We can talk about all this stuff, but we got to talk about 90% of the time we spend our time sitting in front of a TV. What's coming through the TV? And find out what purpose is. That's the true key. Begin to find your purpose. Pray and ask God for your purpose. Pray and ask God for your purpose. That's what they're afraid of. You don't need a man to give you a blessing from God. You don't need a pulpit. The church wasn't even open. You are the church. And I'm out. And don't worry about Fuente. I can put this Virgo song up. Shout out to my boy. I love you guys. I love you. I love you. Each and every person. Each and every happy birthday. Each and every gift. I appreciate it. Truth, y'all. It's in our heart. It's in us. And I will see you guys Thursday. Guess what? I'm out. Black Heaven, y'all. Be on any minute now.
Dr. King still preach about togetherness, but probably looking down saying it's irrelevant. Whitney Houston, she was heaven sent. A songbird probably smiling right now, listening to her own words. Rosa Parks, so much heart, she a OG. No, she smiling, looking at the blacks in the front seat. Bernie Mac joking right now, him and Richard Pryor. Trayvon